Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. This is Kathy Lauren from the City of Brotherly Love, standing in for Marita Robert while she's en route to her home. She's on the road this evening. We will definitely be hearing from her. But in the meantime, you know what we do. We stand beside each other. We stand behind each other. We just stand together. That's what our team does. And before we get going, I'll just mention that she does have Omina as our guest this evening. So absolutely get your pen and paper out. Be ready to call in with your questions. She always gets a lot of attention and a lot of great questions from everyone. So that's our guest this evening. And we will move forward to getting the tone set with our beloved Angel Sue. And I pass that talking stick.
Thank you, Kathy. And I apologize. I've really have been out of it today, and it's the tail end of a migraine. So once again, we're just going to do it short and sweet. So we'll start it off by saying, welcome to Stargate Roundtable. And we welcome you in the light of God that never, never fails, the light of the most radiant one, and in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christed Ones. And we're invoking the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. And now, as we claim ourselves as the beloved child of the universe that we truly are, we're calling in our support teams, and you know who they are. Our higher selves, our beloved twin flames, our guides, our masters, our teachers, our angels, our councils of light, and all those from the lighted realms that celebrate our path here as we are moving energies and holding our ground, and as Kathy said, standing beside each other and claiming the at-one-ment. So if you will, just take a big deep breath in and wait for a moment. Allow your lungs to stretch just a tad and then let the breath go, intending that perfect neutrality stand with us as well as we call in divine love and gratitude for everything that we experience. It has a purpose, it has a reason, and in all things we give thanks. So the situations in your life, in your beloved one's life, and for all those that you claim, just allow that neutrality to settle down on your shoulders, knowing that all will be well as we call forth the perfect, divine, happy solution. We'll do this for all that we are aware of through the news, for those that have crossed over, for those that we know are going through a rough patch in their journey, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. For our beloved Nasara, the Reformation Act. Ask that through the law of one, that our faction 3 light and our galactic forces of light find this surge of unexpected joy, this music, this harmony happening as we welcome it in ourselves as well. So, with all these good things and more that you're aware of, Let's call in all the beings known and unknown, seen and unseen, and welcome them and bring forth the law of one as the grand reset to bring all into their highest happiness, highest freedom, highest blessings. And so as we join together and say that we are all one, and as one is harmed, then all are harmed, and yet as one is helped, then all are helped. Therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are one with all there is, we ask that only the highest good happen here, above and beyond our imagination, for that happy, perfect, divine solution. And we give thanks that this is done with Rainbird's 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And we say, do a good job. And we love you. And so be it, so it is. And we'll close now by saying, all men, all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one. And I pass the talking stick back, Kathy. Thank you. Are you there, Kathy?
I'm here and I'm talking, but I am talking to a muted mic. Thank you, Angel Sue. We appreciate your energy tonight. And anyone who feels led, let's send some love her way for that migraine moving through her system. No fun. We understand that. So we'll move on and we'll get our energies of the Mayan calendar through our Rainbird. And we pass the talking stick.
Well, thank you, Kathy. So here we are. We're at the end of a wave today. This is a 13 Kimi. So it's the white cosmic world bridger today. And as that 13 tone, that's the end of a wave of 13 days. So it's about transcending, and it's that universal movement of change. Radical change is accomplished. It's time for an interdimensional shift, for shape-shifting, for quantum leap. At times, the opportunities for change are hidden or unseen. Here, there is a holographic evolution into change. So let's just grasp this opportunity. And we're doing that with this energy of the World Bridger. So I think it's a beautiful day to call heaven on earth, or raise earth to heaven, whichever way it goes. I think it's probably all of the above. We know it's all of the above. Okay, so with that good 13-tone energy of that transcendent movement and Kimi energy of being at warrior, it's a warrior aspect. The linker of worlds is Kimi. And it's task our forgiveness and moving into a state of grace. So we all can practice that. And the gifts are being the world bridger, bridging between the past and the future, and transmutation. So lucky 13 with that transmutation energy. Lots of transmutation going on with this energy today. Let go of that which is no more. Let go of the ego. Let go of controlling behavior. Let go of the belief that life is a struggle. So there you go. That's that Kimi energy today, and being that bridge. So all aboard. And then tomorrow on Friday, we start a new wave as we surf the Zuvuya. And we start this wave with, it would be the wave of Monique, the healing hand. And so tomorrow is the blue magnetic hand, magnetic being one, the one tone, and hand, Monique. And blue is the color. And so we have 13 days with this energy of really focusing on our own healing path, our healing ourselves and healing others, working with the healing energy in this wave. It's well supported with this energy. Manique is also the deer in the Mayan language, and it's a healing aspect. It's tasks our healing self and others, creating contentment and peace and acceptance of the divinity of yourself. So we have the gifts of the healer of humankind, the ability to open new doors. It's a good time to let go of distraction, any belief in inadequacy. Don't limit yourself. And let go of procrastination. So there you go. Lots of good energy for this wave. It starts tomorrow. So we have a 1 Manique tomorrow, and then on Saturday we have a 2 Lamont, the Stargate. And that 2 energy, stability, polarity, lunar, Lamont, the Stargate, visionary aspects, illumination of humankind, opening the Stargate. Do this on Saturday energy. That's a good thing to do on the weekend, is take a journey and to the stars. And use your pioneer spirit, and you have the power to see beyond the gate in this energy. So let go of dissonance and self-doubt, and enjoy the beauty and the art and the elegance of the Stargate energy. And with that good polarity tone, we get to look for balance and beauty in the polarities we are so rich in our lives. And then on Sunday, it is in Maluk, CB3 Maluk. And so that's the moon energy on Sunday, and the electric 3 energy of that tone. So activating those good telepathic skills that Maluk brings us, we have with the moon. It's an artistic aspect, and it's about the wise use of your rational mind and accepting spirit's direction. So listen carefully to spirit's direction on Sunday. We have the gift of being in contact with spirit and remembering our task. What is our mission? Remembering that universal mind is your mind, and telepathy is always there. It's just listening for it. So let go of insensitivity and any attachment to omens and any self-doubt that you might be carrying, and you'll be working with these energies on Sunday. And then on Monday, it's a 4 self-existing, the dog, the heart. Good heart energy on Monday. An artist aspect, it's about unconditional love. So healing the pain of the past. And it's a healing week, so we're doing a lot of healing. Monday will be a good day to be doing that kind of work. It's a good time to be in contact with your spirit guides, with the dog energy, oak energy, awareness of your destiny and awareness of past lives, and our loyalty to humankind. So those energies with that on Monday, with that 4 energy, self-existing, very solid heart energy. Let go of fears and unwise use of anger on this day. So that brings you through Monday. And then on Tuesday, it is a 5, chewing the monkey, 5, that Saturn movement. So with that monkey energy, chewing, that's the artist aspect as well. It's about balancing work and play. Pay attention to clarity of mind and the wise use of magical artistry. So our gifts are innocence and spontaneity and the ability to play and laugh and joke and have a good time. Let go of insensitivity and jadedness and the resistance to compassion and any mistrust in your life. And you will make it on Tuesday quite well with those energies. And then on Wednesday, we have a 6 Eve the yellow rhythmic human, E being the human, and that six rhythmic energy. So what is the human? It's a healing. It's a healing aspect. This solar globe carries that. The tasks are for the enlightenment of humankind and activating cosmic consciousness. So rising up in our consciousness, attuning to spirit. We have the gifts of being that human servant warrior, being two-legged at this time, in the physical. And we also work with the abundance that is around us and all the ways that it shows up and the contact with other dimensions is available to us, the gifts of being human. So let's work with these. Let's let go of dependence on the analytical mind on Wednesday and that good six energy, rhythmic energy. Good steady as she goes. And then on Thursday when we come back, it'll be seven Skywalker. And so that's the Skywalker is red. Red resonant Skywalker. Resonant. Seven energy. Resonant. And the Skywalker is a warrior aspect. Its tasks are focusing and striving towards self-illumination and working with clarity. And we have the gift of strength and the ability to bend dimensions with this energy. So use it. Let go of resistance to faith in any belief in aloneness and enjoy the energy and the strength of this, the focus and the clarity that this day brings with these energies as we get back together next Thursday. So there you go. That takes us around the week with the Mayan calendar. It is our galactic compass that we look to see where we're going and what kind of energies we're working with. So I hope you all appreciate it. And I pass the talking stick back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate every week that we get to learn about the energies from another calendar, the ancient Mayan calendar. We so appreciate your ability to share all that with us, Rainbird. And so now, everyone, it just comes to mind that I want to bring something up before we bring Rama and Tara to the door here. And that is, every once in a while, you know, I'm not here, or Marita will come in late, or she'll have an event she has to attend, or Angel Sue won't make it. On a rare occasion, Carolyn will not make it, but generally she's always here. But I can tell you who has made it every single week. From the day I came on board with this team, our faithful Rama and Tara have been here every single week. Even when he doesn't have a voice to speak, he shows up and she shows up. And I just want to take a moment and appreciate that kind of loyalty and faithfulness, stick-to-itness, commitment that we get from Rama and Tara. I just want to introduce them in this way today because I'm just feeling called to do that and appreciate them. And we do pass the talking stick, Rama and Tara.
Oh, my. We do appreciate you so much, Lady Master Kathy. You have carried a vibration with this, despite all the things that you do on top of it, that has never failed, and I have felt you always. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Ditto.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And we are here with a lot of things falling apart around the seams. I mean, oh my goodness, the situation when I listen to the news is just outrageous. I mean, there's another company, car company now called Renault out of France, and there's a probe, and it looks like they have the same guilty little fingers of fraud, fake emission reports. So what we're seeing is that the age of Dr. Kesh better get a good boost here. The amount of pollution that has been weighed on into the minds and hearts of the people, this methane gas thing that's going off just a little bit south of Burbank, or south or north, I'm sorry. And it's
near actually Canoga Park in the San Fernando Valley. Now, Burbank is, you know, that
well, I heard it was from somewhere close to Burbank. Somebody said that.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's not that close, okay. I don't think. Oh, my God. It doesn't matter because it's like oozing 110,000 or something. I can't remember.
The methane gas.
I don't have it in front of me, but it's enormous. And I was just listening to the interview with the person responsible, and the person responsible literally said out there on television that natural gas is non-toxic to humans. I sat there with my jaw on the floor, and these guys are saying that this particular site is integral to the energy for the entirety of Southern California and Los Angeles proper. So there's nothing that we can do to help. And they're saying the only thing that can be done is to build another well, and alongside it, and that won't be done until next
April
or something, yeah.
Of 26,
and in the meantime, these people, their children, everybody are getting very, very ill. All kinds of asthma and lung diseases now. And on top of that, let's go to another place, Michigan. Our governor from Michigan up there in Flint. And I didn't know it, but Michael Moore doesn't live in Flint anymore. He is in another place that's not too far away. Remember the name of that place? The eloquence of his ability to tell the truth and write the truth at the same time as having to tell some kinds of stories. I mean, right now there's something called Legionnaire's disease on top of it. In other words, every single person, over 100,000 people in Flint, is severely affected by the lead, especially the children. And on top of it now, there's 10 people that have died from Legionnaire's disease, and it's fatal. And there are many people contracting it. And now they're talking about murder. And because they have evidence now that this was known ahead of time before he even, you know, approved such a thing. So, you know, the feelings inside of us must be just like, ugh. You know, it's, but yet we must send love and also remember every single day to do your meditation and your yoga and whatever a bhakti love. I am the sacred violet fire. I am the purity God's size. This is a very telling time. And now we've got Chelsea Clinton on the line for lying across the board to try to taint Bernie Sanders. So now her mother is using her. Now she is 30 years old. Yet Tom Hartman, child abuse, nevertheless, you know, like this is, it's hurts my heart. Rama spent a lot of time helping her from 96, 97, 98, 99 to try to help her because she was learning about her mother and her father. And Bill Clinton is not her father. Who's her father again?
Webster
Hubble. Tell me who he is again.
Webster Hubble was deep into the Clinton administration that goes back to Mena, Arkansas, and this ties in with Mr. El Chapo and the drug running.
Oh, Joaquin Guzman.
Yes.
El Chapo nickname. He was completely funded by the Bush-Clinton crime family, right?
Yeah. He has submarines and boats and all planes and cars and trucks. And now they have put pressure on Sean Penn and basically told Sean Penn, you know, MSNBC came out on their website and said Sean Penn lied about the interview with Mr. El Chapo.
That's not true.
And let's just say when the men in black show up with the guns and the little, you know, toys, and Sean Penn has protection, but at the same time, all of this will come out about the Bush-Clinton crime family. And I do mean synonymous, because it is part of the 13 families going down right now. I spoke with Natasha today, and this is kind of a wild story out in left field, but it has to do with the return of all our brothers and sisters, of these ancient brotherhoods and sisterhoods, as well as our ET brothers and sisters that are coming in. And this story,
Well, maybe before we go into the story, the first thing that I asked was for people to, we need to ask for assistance to help us now to get the car remedies that are $1,377 shocks and
the oil sending
ball joints and the oil sending unit, and the labor for the shocks is all day.
Yeah.
So that's $510. So the amounts of things that are needed plus the tires are good, and we've got new tires since Monday on there, yet they will be completely worthless if we drive it more than 2 or 3 weeks without the necessary alignment, and those things need to be fixed for an alignment to take. So we're driving on that kind of borrowed time. We've got like a so if as there is the ability, can I think we have about 400 set aside already. So four from 1377 is $977. That's not too bad. So it's just that it would be very good to know. And as you can't do it right exactly at this moment, yet you might be able to do it in the next week or a week or two. That would be still, as you could let us know at
Coran999@comcast.net.
So much love, everyone. So anyway, that's just something I, as Natasha said, this is the only way that Faction 3 can get the word out. There is nobody else without a gag order that gets to talk directly to Faction 3, and that's Rama.
Yeah, even Chelsea Manning sitting there and Julian Assange.
Yeah, they don't get to access what Rama does.
Yeah.
No.
And Edward Snowden sitting in the catbird seat with Mr. Putin, and at the same time, though, Edward Snowden, he has to mind his P's and Q's between the devil and the deep blue sea, because at a certain point, you know, Hillary wants to sink her teeth into him. And it has
into who?
Edward Snowden.
Oh, that's right.
They want to put him.
I don't think she's thinking about him right now.
No, but let's say the pile of dirt that he knows about the entire 13 families also ties in with this larger story here of how the absolute failure of the 13 families is at hand.
Yeah, Natasha said the EU is collapsing now too.
Yes, Hungary, I mean, Germany has turned into what Hitler's daughter has basically wanted it to become. Wer are your Peppers, Schweinhund?
Come on, Ramon, calm down. Also, Denmark is doing something very No, yeah, Denmark. The head of the Danish party, forgot the Democratic Party. So he wasn't acting like that. He was acting like a little Hitler. And he said that as you want to come to Europe as a refugee, make sure you don't come to Denmark, because we'll take every single thing you own, including anything in your bank accounts. And if we don't like you, we'll send you back without your stuff. Yeah. That is already made a law in Denmark, and it's happening, everybody. So I'll just say this has been hard to take in the news lately. And the same thing's going on in Poland.
Yeah.
There's a law that's been put in place in Poland which is banning any free speech, basically, really. They've lost their free speech. And they've got a state-run, you know, media center, and the people, as tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, depending on the day, in the streets in Poland right now. It's terrifying. And actually, you know, the European Union, when it's completely uncovered, is going to be as ugly as it can be, because it's the Fourth Reich.
Yeah,
it has been. And the same the thing over here that's exactly mirroring that is Reaganomics. The whole austerity process is what Reaganomics has turned out to be in the West. Natasha went on to say that there is a ring. It's Solomon's ring.
Yes.
And it was given to Bob Marley. And now Ziggy Marley possesses it as his son. And Bob Marley received it from these elder priests, high priests of the Rastafarian Ethiopian original sect.
Yes.
And that the ring historically goes back through the Queen of Sheba of Ethiopia.
And this ring is made of the white gold, the monoatomic gold.
So it has special properties, and it's got this symbolism on it.
The sigil of it's called the sigil, the seal of Solomon. And around the ring is the tetragrammaton, which is high ceremonial magic. And Solomon.
Magic symbolism.
Yes.
It's very detailed.
Yeah, this calls in the ancient ones who were here before the gods were here, like Mother, the watchers that are part of Animas. This was actually before there was religion in a certain sense, where it goes into the realm of Nebenjut, if to describe it in that sense.
The sky gods of Egypt, the formation of the earth based on the Egyptian story.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go on and say that Neil Bush had Bob Marley murdered, right?
That's right.
They got him shot, but he survived it. So then they gave him cancer and got rid of him that way. Why were they so...
Why would they do that, though? I'm not sure what...
Yeah, what was the reason why they wanted to get rid of Bob Marley?
Because the Bush family wanted to get possession of the ring.
Oh, I see.
And the ring is a key to calling in the ships.
Yes, the instructions that the high priest gave Bob Marley is that as you put the ring in proximity with a Marcel Vogel hand-faceted crystal, the crystal starts singing at the descant level of the tones of the solfeggio scales. And as that singing continues, it activates the transporter beam. And an individual that is in possession of that ring while this is going on gets beamed up the bridge of the New Jerusalem.
Yes, the
Holy
ring is
Hannah.
The ring is locked into the frequency of Ashtar in the New Jerusalem, because Bob Marley was the Lion of Judah of the same lineage of Yeshua and Magdalene, the house of Judah. Ziggy Marley got that lineage passed on to him, as he is the Lion of Judah at this time. He is going to come forward and share this wisdom, because it has to do with the holographic records contained within the ring. These
holographic... They're the holographic library records of the Nibiruans.
Yes, and Solomon was given this ring actually by the Anunnaki, the good ones, at the time when Solomon was king.
Yes, and it has to do...
And he was black. He was not a white king.
No. All the pharaohs were black except for Tutankhamun.
That's
Tutankhaton.
Right.
He came from a galactic import from the Caucasus Mountains, and
yes,
he was white. And his next not-so-dark was Akhenaten, but... you two were half brothers. You had different mothers.
Yes.
Same father. Yeah. There's just many stories that we need to comprehend about this whole, you know, the Goodly Company is what the secret, secret places of the Lion book is talking about, the Goodly Company. Well, we are the descendants. We are the 144,000 descendants, and we have this wisdom. Yet, mother said this 20 years ago, more than that. How long is it? 1990, 2000, 2000, holy cow, 20, 25 years, 26 years ago now. But she just said that all these things will show up in their proper timing so that we can ground what we know in fact and pull these records forward for people to actually be able to teach, as we have the mission to be the teachers, 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 so that this whole new dispensation, and I'll tell you what, Bernie's got his head in the clouds and his feet on the ground through all of this. And I transcribed quite a few things. Remember, he's Venusian. So he knows all about all this stuff. He knows just what we're telling. He knows about it too.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few else, you might say, wealthy visionaries that had their blessings. So, one left that was a really good man, David Bowie.
Yes.
David Bowie got his Nisara blessings. So did Robin Williams.
Yes.
So those blessings are in the right hands afterwards to carry on with bringing a new earth into play. Then another being passed on. What was his name, Rama?
Celine Dion's husband, Rene.
Yeah,
Celine Dion's husband, Rene. That's right, 73 years old.
Oh, and also Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes, the man from Harry Potter.
The head of the Slytherin clan.
Yes, his name was Rickman. What was his first name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Rickman. He was in The Prince of Thieves. He was
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood in The Prince of Thieves.
With Kevin Costner.
Yep, and Love Actually is another one. And he was, he played the husband of fellow English actor Emma Thompson in Love Actually. He was in Die Hard with Bruce Willis as his arch nemesis. He was 69. That's kind of... feels strange because I'm going to be 69 in August, everybody. Just like, ah. But Hans Gruber's Die Hard. That's what. Let's just say, without everything that every one of these beings have come before us to do, what will we be? Where would we be or not?
Yes.
In this drama here. So, Rama, where are we? Bernie Sanders. Case. Also, for those who didn't hear Ashtar on the Road, Rama got to talk to Rana Moo.
Yes.
For that report. And she basically said that El Morya has pretty much merged with Barack Obama fully.
Yes.
Kathy, are you doing things in the now? Right? We hear the workings of where you are in the moment. Okay. But anyways.
I just wanted to say that Marita is with us now. So we welcome you, Marita. Maybe this is a good time for you to say hello to your
Hello, everyone. Yes, I've been back here for a little while. I wasn't sure the IM board was working right, but I see that Rama did say hi there. So we're glad that I don't know where we are as far as what we need to do. Did you mention anything about the fact that people could call the new 716 number at on the radio?
No, why don't you go ahead and give people the heads up on that?
Okay. You will still be able to dial into the old number that you've had. It's not going to go away, so don't get scared. But there's a better sound, and you'll have a better connection if you use the one that the radio provides for us. And it is 716-748-0140. No, is it 44? You know, I don't have it. It's 0144. 716-748-0144.
That's right.
I wanted to make sure my memory was right there. And so that is a way that you can have a better sound. And there, as I say, don't worry, the other one's not going away. I'm going to keep it for a while, but you can access a better sound on the through the one on the radio. And we've got about, 10 minutes or so till we will be bringing Omina in. She's our guest for tonight. So anything else, Kathy, that as far as housekeeping that we need to take care of?
Nothing that comes to mind. We were actually talking about the death of the actor that was in the Harry Potter movie, and as well as Celine Dion's husband, and that's where we left you, Tara, in the middle of your conversation.
Right. I heard that. So you can continue, and when it's time, we'll have Don or Doug, whoever's doing this tonight, do the give Omina a call. So continue.
Oh, continue. Okay, let's see. Bernie Sanders. I just enjoyed him so much. He got some really good prime time at the State of the Union, right post the State of the Union, and he was able to make his case very well. And I was just noticing that there's Tom Hearn put it this way. As you want to know the true character of someone that's in a political stance, you know, running for president, etc., challenge them. You know, put them in a challenging position. And what's happening is that Bernie Sanders is up in the polls. Actually, he's, he could actually win both Iowa and New Hampshire, is the way they're putting it. And the gap is completely closing between Hillary and Bernie. And breaking up the banks, and that is something that Hillary just can't go there because she's got so much money coming in from the banks. And the other one that was really, again, heartbreaking because Chelsea, Rama kind of nurtured Chelsea for about 4 or 5 years in the late 90s. She was a lot younger, and she knew about her mother being in the wrong space, yet it looks like her mother's pretty much controlling her now, and she's got her claws in. Yeah, that's what Rama said in the background there. But, so Chelsea has just been completely, for the record, been embarrassed, to say the least, because it was a total lie what she was trying to say, that Bernie was going to give over, you know, private health care and give up Obamacare and lose everything to the Republicans, as the Republican governors, you know, wouldn't enforce our health care. And I mean, it's nonsense. The whole thing is just nonsense. And it's just, you know, she inherited a huge hedge fund, and her husband's got a huge hedge fund, and now they've got two hedge fund babies, and the story is somewhat tragic. And Rama said that his people said she's been compromised now quite strongly. Yeah, and still, Bernie. Let's see if I can find out where this begins. Hold on just a minute. Okay. Revitalize American democracy, and I think he's, let's see, Bernie Sanders. Yes, Rachel. A lot of people had looked ahead to this speech tonight, the State of the Union from President Obama, thinking that some of the messaging would be for you, Bernie, and for Secretary Clinton, maybe even for Governor O'Malley. It would be about what he wants the Democratic Party, what he wants his potential successors from his own party to prioritize in the race to succeed him. And so, as indeed one of you does end up becoming president of the United States next, do you feel like the advice is out there from the president? Do you feel like he's essentially lobbying you on how you ought to be campaigning and on what kind of president you ought to be? And Bernie said, Rachel, I don't look at it that way. I do think what the president said is, well, look, the future of our country is not to wage bigoted attacks, you know. And Obama didn't get into it in detail. Yet we know what he is talking about against Latinos, where Donald Trump is suggesting that Mexicans who are coming into this country are rapists or criminals, and that we shouldn't be waging attacks against people who are Muslims, that to go forward, we've got to go forward together, mm-hmm. and not allow ourselves to be divided up. Here, I'm just going to give you this so you can watch. That is an extraordinarily important message, because what demagogues like Trump want to do is to divide us up, take our eyes off of the main issue. And that is how we do reverse, and that is how do we reverse income and wealth inequality? How do we create decent paying jobs for all of our people? How do we end this corrupt campaign finance system, which is undermining American democracy, small d? How do we make sure that our public colleges and universities are tuition free, etc., etc.? And the only way we can accomplish that goal is as we come together, not as we get divided up. So Rachel goes on and says, Senator, I'm going to ask you a political race question now. You are a race question. Political race. You are surging right now. I don't know, as there is some exogenous factor that is driving that, or as it is something about the way you and Senator Clinton are campaigning. Yet right now, your numbers are up. Your numbers are up a lot in New Hampshire. They are up in Iowa, and they are also up nationwide. I wonder, as you have a diagnosis for that, and Bernie goes on and says, and I also wonder, Rachel, still, as you have any overall feeling about the sharp contrast that Senator Clinton is trying to draw with you on the interest of guns. During the president's speech tonight, she put out a new ad specifically on the issue of guns. It's titled, I'm With Him, saying it's time to pick a side, essentially implying that you're not with the president on this issue. Bernie says, well, as I think most Americans know by now, I am absolutely with the president on guns. I very strongly support his efforts to bring forth an executive order which will make it more difficult for people who should not have guns to get guns, to move forward to end the so-called gun show loophole. Look, I have a D-minus voting record from the NRA. D-minus back in 1988, long time ago, Rachel. I may well have lost an election because I had the courage to stand up and say that maybe in the United States we might want to ban assault weapons, military weapons designed to kill a whole lot of people. So I think what Secretary Clinton knows is that I think she is in trouble now in New Hampshire and Iowa. These are going to be hard-fought races, yet she understands that the American people are sick and tired of seeing the middle class continuing to decline, almost all new income and wealth going to the top 1%. The American people now want leadership that is prepared not to take money from Wall Street, not to take money from the pharmaceutical industry, rather to stand up to the big money interests who have so much power over our economy and our political life. That's why I believe we are doing well. Chris Matthews then steps in and says, Senator, I've been called a tumbler, and I want to be a tumbler right now and raise some noise level. Why are the Democratic campaign debates, I mean, they are now close. You're within what 4% to 48% in the last CBS poll, and you are a competitive candidate. You and Hillary Clinton are right there by yourselves. Why don't we have a debate, like, say, during the week as people are watching television? Why do you have these weird, it's almost like you're having them Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Rachel giggles. Why do you have these Saturday? Why did you have these on Saturdays? Why did you go along with it? Why didn't your people allow this campaign to be Why did your people allow this campaign to be hidden? And Bernie says, well, Chris, you are right, all right. And your assertion is right. Some people have suggested of maybe the debate would be 3 a.m. on Christmas Eve. And Rachel and Chris burst into laughter together. You know, yet look what we were told, and make no mistake about it. We weren't set. All weren't said, let's sit down and talk about when and where we hold debates. We were told. I think our campaign maybe learned about it a few hours before, or a day before. All were told that was the way it was going to be. So please, you were right in your criticism. Chris Matthews, why don't you change it now that you're close to Hillary Clinton and the numbers match and say goodbye to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and say, look, we want to schedule 5 or 6 or whatever debates between now and the beginning of the process so that we can actually address the American people with this debate instead of having it hidden.
Tara,
yeah.
I'm going to interrupt you because I've been typing in the IM board, and maybe because I came in late, it's different, but I've asked them to please call Omina, and it is time for her to be on, so maybe somebody else can type this in if they can't see my message. I don't know. Oh, she's here now. Okay.
Okay.
Omina, are you here?
I think he's dialing. I think it's almost there. I don't see that it got hooked up totally.
Well, the image is...
I thought I heard Omina.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome. Omina is our guest for the night, and we're looking forward to see what her topic is. So tell us what you've chosen for tonight, or what was chosen for you, however that worked.
Well, I thought I would begin, hopefully, for a listening audience, that I am Omina. I am a clairvoyant, a spiritual medium, and a soul historian. And, of course, I do a lot of healing work. And tonight's topic is on impersonal spirituality. So you're all probably wondering what that is.
Yes, tell us.
Well, impersonal spirituality is a choice and a way that we live life. And it's very much connected to our soul energy and our spiritual energy. And it also applies to how we live our daily life. Being impersonal, having impersonal spirituality does not mean that we are not connected. It means that we're actually more connected in a more peaceful way. And through our personalities and our ego, we begin to discipline ourselves not to personalize everything around us. We learn to live in the world, but not be a part of it. And by that I mean is that that's a very difficult task to do to begin with. But being in the world and seeing ourselves as these beautiful beings in the world, enjoying all the good things of the world, but not becoming involved in things that we can't do anything about. Doesn't mean we can't have empathy. It doesn't mean that we can't understand. Actually, impersonal spirituality gives us more of that. It's just that we make a decision about what do we become involved in. We begin to look at what can we control, which, of course, there's nothing we really can control, only ourselves. And what is better for our higher good? And what do we want to experience with other people? Are we strong enough to stand back and not become involved in something there's very little we can do about, but at the same time have empathy and sympathy, no, not sympathy, gratitude for being able to experience what other people are going through and be able to bless them on their mission. And we become impersonal in that way on a higher level, which is part of our spiritual selves, because our spiritual selves are very impersonal. They don't interfere with anything we do. Our soul doesn't interfere with anything we do. It's part of that whole impersonal spirituality where you learn to live in the world, be at peace, and at the same time, not be part of all the things that are not good for you, are not good for your higher good. Unless, of course, we're able to change, be change agents for the world. And we do that from the experience of who we are and the experience that we've had from life that we were able to share with somebody, and that shows them how to grow. I had gotten quite a few. Richard had sent out a lot of emails to a lot of our friends to have them listen in tonight, and some will probably call in, and some sent email questions to me that I would answer on here if they couldn't call in. So I don't know if anybody has any questions now.
Well, let's go ahead and give the number for them to call in. That might be helpful. That is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471, and that's free for the United States and Canada.
And I thought this would be a good topic because the beginning of a new year in numerology, it says it's the ending of, it's the number nine, which is bringing a lot of things to an end, where we now begin to bring in new things. And of course, we all know about New Year's resolutions. I gave up making those long ago because experience taught me to make changes. But I still think that if anything, for New Year's resolution would be to become more spiritually impersonal, at the same time become more spiritual within ourselves. And I would hope that anyone that makes New Year's resolutions, as the saying goes, within 2 weeks we forget them, or to look at what is blocking from fulfilling that resolution that you want to do for yourself, or to be very specific about what it is you want to change about yourself, whether it has to do with your belief systems, your journey through your life, or depression, or whatever it might be, any feelings, emotions. Weight is a big thing everybody does in the new year. And oftentimes that's great for a couple of weeks, and then everybody falls back into the old patterns again. And sometimes you have to wonder why.
Oh, Mina, we yes. have David on line two.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello. Welcome.
How are you, my friend?
We are good. How are you?
Good.
What's your question?
It was a great topic that you're talking about right now. Being in that present moment and yet being detached from it in a certain sense and not so emotional. A lot of energy is coming in and a lot of, you know, astrological, a lot of, you know, emotions, situations coming up and being able to kind of swim those swift waters. So I guess my question is, do you have any more insights on how I might best do that? And
David, what are you facing right now that you want to have different?
Well, you know, as you stated, you know, there are things that you want differently, but, you know, that, you know, I am, you know, you have to be in the world and living as it is. So, you know, you cannot change people, places, or things, only your attitudes and adjustments to that, right?
Well, one of the things, David, I'm picking up about you is that you have a hard time concentrating.
Okay.
That sometimes you have a hard time staying on task or staying with, if you're trying to change something. Is that true for you?
I'm a multitasker. I do a lot of different
things. Oh, okay.
That's probably right. True.
So you need a lot of stimulation.
Yeah, well, I'm a handyman, so I'm always got five different things going on at one time.
At the same time. Well, because and that sometimes that for you is a blocker. It also seems that you need to ground your energy. And I don't know how some people, you know, do meditations to do that. Some people eat pork and it grounds them. So I don't know what you do to do it. But it's also about... for you, I would suggest that you, when you get up every morning, for one intention that you want to change about yourself, and keep that same intention, write it down if you have to. The intention might be, I don't know, if there's, let's say, for instance, if you wanted to concentrate more on your impersonal spirituality, so your intention every day would be to recognize your impersonal spirituality. And if you're going through your day and you're super busy, but you need to calm a little bit, then you need to have a discussion. You need to call on spirit to say, okay, make me impersonal. Give me the energy to be impersonal. Because you're a pleaser. And that gets your energy scattered all over the place. So it's about being able to anchor that impersonal spirituality down, and you'll find yourself, you still may be multitasking, but you'll be a lot more stabilized in your energy.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, indeed. Are there any, you know, I think we talked about Archangel Michael the last time I spoke with you last year.
Okay.
Excuse me?
You definitely can ask him to help you. He'll anchor you.
Indeed.
He's got a mighty sword, you know. He'll cut through all that stuff and say, okay, David, you're anchored.
Okay. Do you have any other advice for me?
No, I think that, you know, I think that if you're doing an awful lot of work for an awful lot of people, you need to appreciate yourself more.
Okay.
And don't let people take advantage of you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, between service and selfless service and, you know, being taken advantage of is really sometimes a state of mind. But
yes.
We all got to pay bills. So, indeed. All right. Well, I appreciate your energies. You know, I've had so many different readings and different people I've talked to about different things, and you know, connecting some past lifetimes with this lifetime and what I'm supposed to do and to be. And I really kind of come up with that, you know, I'm supposed to be of service. Yeah, you know, like you say, not
to be of service.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a handyman, you most certainly are of more service than most of us. And you have to honor that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. In fact, I got to work with the oldest trade besides the other oldest trade, masonry. And so I built a porch this summer, and we completely reconstructed and then put a porch on the house. So it was very quite amazing, a lot of work. So
absolutely.
That was something I learned.
Honor that work.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
God bless you in the new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Okay, then. Are you back, Marita? Is everybody there?
I'm yes, here.
We have Big Will on line 2, and Carlton is waiting, or Big Will is waiting, and then Carlton right after him. So,
okay.
Big Will, you're first, I think.
Okay, thank you, Marita Roberts. Hello, Amina, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you. I want to know my future as far as my home planet. Could you tell me where is my home planet and what will I be doing?
Right now your home planet is Earth. If I remember, did you retire
Earth.
Yet? Bill?
Go ahead.
You want to know what your future planet is?
Yes.
You mean after you leave this world?
Well, whether I leave this world or not leave this world.
Well, right now you're on the planet Earth. The only thing you would be moving
okay.
would be physically. To another part of the planet.
What?
Right now you're on planet Earth, and you'd only be moving from one part of planet Earth to another part of planet Earth. Weren't you going
okay.
up to the northwest corner somewhere?
Pardon me?
Did you move to the northwest corner of the country?
No, I did not.
Are you going to?
That's a possibility, yes.
Okay. I still see you up somewhere near a big body of water and some mountains up in the north. I don't know if it's around California, Oregon, up around there.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
Well, that's what I see.
That is interesting.
Okay. Are you retiring and moving there?
I am retired. There are some things that I want to do, which is correct. I do want to say this. What origin am I from as far as my star family?
Sirius.
Sirius? Is it Sirius A or B?
I didn't know there was an A or a B. The only one I see is Sirius. That's what they're telling me.
Yes, Sirius A. There's a Sirius A, and there's a Sirius B, yes.
Okay, I just asked. You're Sirius B.
Sirius B, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
What does that mean?
I am, how can I say this? I'm a highly evolved being, I must say that.
Yeah.
And that my past lives have been very, very interesting. The last time we talked, you said to me that I was a captain during the time when Jesus had walked the earth.
Yes.
Do you recall that? Do you recall that?
I don't remember everything that I channeled, but I believe you when you tell me.
Yes, and you mentioned that to me. And I do want to say this. What was I before I came into this life? During the time before I came into this life right now, what profession was I in?
What were you doing before this lifetime? That's what you want to know.
Yes, before this lifetime. What profession was I before I came into this life body?
Okay, just let me ask. You were a farmer in France.
Farmer in France?
Yes. You were in the northern part of France.
Okay. That sounds like around Nice, France. That's the northern part of France.
Your geography is better than mine, so we'll go with that.
Yes, okay, very good. Well, thank you. I mean, I sure appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Will. And now we'll talk. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say this because you had asked, as far as I know, I also have my home world as Sirius. And the A and the B is, well, the B is, I believe, the cetaceans. The whales and the dolphins are the originators in Sirius B. And A, maybe you want to correct me, Tarun Rama, isn't that the felines and the dogs and cats? Tara?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm here. Rama's coming down the stairs here. But as far as I know, Sirius B is where Sekhmet's people, Peshats, are. And that Sekhmet brought from Andromeda, she brought the crystal people from Andromeda to come to Sirius B as well. And Sirius A is where the Council of Nine meets.
Yes.
And literally, Barack Obama goes with the King of Swords in his starship to meet with the Council of Nine members, because the Earth and our solar system is part of the Sirian constellation. So that's what we need to do, is we need to meet with all the other participants in the Sirian constellation. So I don't know much more about Sirius A. Do you know more about Sirius A, Rama?
Not enough to be able to talk about, no.
There's lots of Peshats and crystal people on Sirius B, though.
Yes.
That's where the felines are. And Kathy was saying that the cetaceans have an anchor point in Sirius B. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I learned something new tonight, so that's good.
Okay. We have Carlton waiting on line 4, so let's see if we can bring him in.
I don't know enough.
Hey, peace, love, and blessings, everybody.
Wait, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Welcome, Carlton.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Peace, love, and blessings, everybody. Thanks, Doug, for all you do. And, Kathy, thanks for giving Tara and Rama shout out at the beginning of the call, because I agree. Fun topics tonight, and Miss Omina, are you smiling?
Yes. How are
you? I'm smiling too, because yeah, absolutely. You're a hit with the guys tonight. I'm glad I'm on the call. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one question. If you can let me ask two, then I'll be thrilled. But I don't want to monopolize. I've been in terms of the you know, I always talk about really, you know, the hot topics and everything, but let's go ahead and deal with romance for a moment. But I keep crossing paths. I'm a Taurus. I keep crossing paths with other Taurus women, and I was wondering, in terms of Miss Wright, for me, have
okay.
I met her already?
Well, can you give me your first name?
I can give you a couple of names.
Well, give me a couple
one
of
is
names.
One is
the most names I want are three.
That's it. Yeah, I only have two. So, Trinda. Do you want me to spell it?
Well, say it first.
Trinda. Can you hear me?
Oh, Trinda. No, I got the vibration. That's okay. What's the other person's name?
Vida.
Okay. Well, it would appear that Vida is the one that you're interested in or has the most energy to match your energy. Trinda is a little shy, a little more reserved. Is Vida a Taurus like you?
Yeah, they both are.
Oh, they both are. Okay. Well, you're both... Vida and you have very strong personalities. And one of the ways, as you get to know each other more, it'll be able to balance out. But it most certainly is an energy that will meet you intellectually and physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually a lot more, higher vibration than the other lady.
Okay, I appreciate
it. So I don't know which one you're interested in the most, but she most certainly matches yours. I mean, you have very strong energy and you have a strong personality and you can be a little quirky.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm just kidding. Yes, no, I appreciate that. I think that we all can do. Okay, and anything else you want to say about that situation?
Well, I would say that follow your heart.
Amen.
You can't go wrong by following your heart.
That sure is the advice I give other people. I guess I need to follow one, huh?
Well, sometimes we give lots of advice to other people, and it's not as easy for us to do it ourselves. Take
true.
A chance.
Very true. Very
yeah.
true.
So what's your other question?
Do we have time for another quick? Yes, ma'am. I'm in terms of, I was just wondering if you feel any entities, whether they're ancestors, angelic realm, you know, current past lives who are trying to get in touch with me. The last time we spoke, you said sometimes you don't remember what you channel. The last time we spoke, you said there was a name, Owen, who was trying to get in touch with me from another universe. And
okay.
I've tried to reach out to Owen, haven't been successful so far, but I may not be catching all the right signals. And so if there's any entity trying to get in touch with me.
I think part of it, Carlton, has to do with that you're not ready yet to meet Owen, even though Owen appears to be an archangel.
Okay.
And it seems that you have to raise your vibration a little more. You may not be ready yet to do the work that you're supposed to be doing with him. And in about,
cool.
They're showing me 4 to 6 months' time, you're going to have more of a spiritual awakening.
You saying what period of time?
About 4 to 6 months. You're going to have more of a spiritual awakening. He comes and he goes. Sometimes he comes when you're sleeping. It may be through a dream, but it's wakening up your soul a little bit. Because sometimes you get, okay, let me ask you, are there times where you get really big bursts of energy?
Yes.
That's when Owen is near you. So you might want to set the intention for him to slow down his energy so you can adjust to it. Because sometimes the energy comes and it's a big burst of energy, then it all fades away. So rather than have it come in a big burst, you want it to come in a more gentle way so that you can become accustomed to it, and then you'll have that energy with you all the time.
So that's interesting that there are other archangels besides the ones that we speak about, but I guess if there are other universes that we don't talk much about, then that may...
Well, there's an awful lot of things out of there that we are, our human brains would not be able to comprehend or able to stand the vibrations of an awful lot of other beings and universities out there. So we have to be able to acclimate ourselves to a higher level of energy in order to be able to communicate or be able to feel their energy. The human body can only stand so much energy.
True.
So we're kind of limited in
some way.
Yeah, unless you have a very disciplined mind and you can go out into the universal mind, then you'd have a better understanding of all of that, or a better way of being able to develop it. Like I was talking tonight about the impersonal spirituality, that's a great way to quieten the mind and increase the vibrations of our bodies, and then be able to reach out to the universes or the universal mind and allow it to come in slowly. Not in a burst of energy. So it's all about learning to balance the energy around. In our bodies and out of our bodies. But I would still keep working with Owen. If I were you. You still
and,
there?
I think I should take your advice. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy New Year.
I appreciate that. You too. I'll let you know what's going on, okay?
Oh, I would love to know about your romances too.
Oh, you guys. Oh, yeah. I put it out there, so I guess I should. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. If anyone would like to ask a question of Omina, 888-429-5471. And you can dial in for free from the United States and Canada and get your questions answered.
Well, maybe I'll answer one question that I got in the email today.
Okay.
And it was from Ernie and her husband. Her husband had a therapy dog, a therapy animal that went in for surgery and passed away during the surgery. And, of course, they're devastated. So she was wondering, they're devastated by the loss, but if I had any suggestion helping us beyond, you know, the heartbreak. And the only thing I can say is, she didn't mention the name of the dog, which if she had, I would have told her about the dog. But anyone, I know that animals are very, very important to people, and they're a big part of families. And when you lose an animal, the pain is very, very deep. All I can say is, grief is something that has its own way of letting itself out. We can't get rid of the pain because we wish it away. But I would say that to honor the animal that served so long in your life, and to be grateful that you had the animal in your life, and just allow yourself to grieve it. That's the only advice I can give to anyone that has lost an animal that was very dear to them. And anybody else has any advice, most certainly feel to offer it. So I know some people, some of our friends and some people are going to tune in and listen and may call in. I'm just seeing if I have any more. I had a call from a woman about who had lost. She had listened on the phone. Her name is Nancy, and she had lost the sight of her eye. And I guess I told her about opening her third eye, and her question was, how do you do that? Now, anybody that knows about a third eye, that's the part of where a lot of our thoughts and feelings and spiritual thoughts are focused. The third eye is really between your two eyebrows, and that's where we oftentimes, people, when they think, they touch their third eye and don't even realize that they're touching it. And most people have their third eye is closed. And the only way that you can actually open it is to when you're trying to solve a problem is to really think about it and look, sort of look up either to the left or right and see if you can see the solution there, not to do anything about the problem, but just to begin to look for the solution in your mind. And sometimes that helps to open a third eye. And how do you know it's opened? Well, oftentimes you're going to know it's opened if you wait. If you ask the question how to solve the problem, you can wait and it'll come to you. And that's the beginning of things opening up and allowing the universe to bring you the answer. If anybody has any questions about that or wants to add to it, that would be great. She wanted to know who Troy was. She wanted to know, was he an archangel? But he is her one of her guardian angels. Is, if you're listening, Nancy, Troy is your guardian angel that's working with you in this lifetime to do healing work with you. So if you call him in and you even want to help with your third eye opening, talk to him.
Okay, we have David on line one.
Okay.
Oh, Mina.
Yes, David.
Why do the other guys ask such great questions?
Didn't we just talk to you a minute ago?
When I last spoke to you, you know, and it made me think of that because we didn't speak of any of it with Michael. But the last time I talked to you, you were telling me some things about Michael, and I was just wondering if he had any more elucidation on that healing and the energies that come in from in my back.
You mean you want to know if Michael is working with you?
Yeah.
Michael will work with you when you call upon him.
Yeah.
Michael's not going to come in and work with you unless you ask him.
Well, I ask him every day.
Well, are you specific about what you ask him?
Maybe not.
Okay. All right. So you have to get grounded.
When I've directed spirit, I direct them to work in my highest good and don't get very specific. And so that is a different approach than you would recommend.
David, that does not work. Because you've got to remember from the angelic realm, we are all energy to them. They see us in streams of energy. Okay? So let's say you want, for instance, if I want something, I command Michael come down and get the trouble out of my way so I can get to do what I'm supposed to be doing because I like to get things done quickly. So I'm very specific about now. I want you down now, move it out of my way. And it works. It happens. He does it. That gets cleared up. So it's about, let's say you are whatever you are on your very busy day and there's an obstacle in the way that you're trying to figure out what to do with it. You're going to say, Michael, I need your help now to clear this up. And be specific about what you want to clear up.
If you're asking a question of which road to take, the left or the right, how do you be specific about that?
Show me which road I'm supposed to. Show me, okay. And you're going to find little signs, or you're going to listen to your gut, and it'll say you need to go right, and then you go right.
Okay. Goes through the intuition.
Absolutely, because it's a combination of the energy and listening to your inner self. And listen, if you're starting with your intuition, that's your soul talking to you, so you need to listen to that. And if you get that quick feeling, at first it's a quick feeling, and sometimes we miss it because we're not used to practicing it. But if you get that feeling, haven't you done a lot of things that said, I knew I should have gone the other way?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, well. Now start listening if it tells you, take the right road. Whether it's left or right, it'll still be the right road.
Indeed. So the other question brought up some other, that I think it was Marshall or was asking about past lives and so forth. And I've been told I've been different characters in Jesus' life as well as, you know, angelic different things. But beyond any of that, who I was or what that purpose, what is that purpose of those lives right now in my life for me to either learn or to help through this planet ascension?
Well, they all our lives become intermingled oftentimes in the life that we're living now through other people that we meet, because it is either that we are we're always learning something, but mostly it's always about learning ourselves, loving ourselves enough to be able to tolerate other people in our lives, or loving ourselves enough to allow other people to love us. They're the biggest challenges that people face. Okay? So it's about getting rid of the suspicions and trusting. You have to develop more trust in your heart and in your head. You know, it's the longest distance between the heart and the head for most people, when actually it's the shortest
distance. I've tried to make that every day in my different ways. There's situations in my life where I've been trying to use my discernment and not be such a people pleaser and have actually kind of pushed people out of my life that I feel are either using me or not treating me properly in dealings, either financial, family, or business and such. Is there any energies from that that I should
be aware of? I can tell you that you're not going to drop dead if you say no.
Yeah. And very big kickbacks from people who I find irritating or not useful, that they don't want to stop contact. It's like they're parasitic in some way.
Well, it's your test. All you have do is God bless them a million times before you do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep repeating that. God bless them a million times. Because if you're not in the mood to bless them, it's okay. You just have God do it. That's all. It works for me. and he or she is far more powerful than you or I. So they have lots of blessings. And somebody is really annoying you. Just say, if it weren't for the love of God, I'd walk away.
Wow.
You can say that out loud to them, too.
Yeah, indeed. I was told by a master martial artist, and he knows what a gentle soul I most of the time am. And what's the best way for me to win a fight? And he said, to walk away.
That's right. And you are a gentle soul, and you have a big fear of rejection.
Mm.
So that has to do with you learning to stand in your own power. It has to do with honoring who you are, honoring the services. If you don't value that, nobody else will value it. And that really is part of personal. It's really part of your personal power, which comes from your impersonal spirituality.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
If you
fallen angel, I'm not doing too bad then.
Oh, you're not doing bad at all. No, absolutely not. What you're doing is sprouting your wings.
How was your trip? You went to Ireland?
Say that again.
How was your trip? October, you went to Ireland or Russia or something.
No, I went on a cruise to Turkey and Greece and Croatia and Italy.
Wow. Wow, they got a lot of activity there right now.
Oh, let me tell you, I'd like to be there myself. It was really, really, it was very, very exciting, and I learned a lot spiritually and walked a lot physically. And Venice was a culture shock because there's no cars on Venice. It's all water and water taxis and water buses and water ambulances and water fire people, all water.
Wow.
Pasta was wonderful because it's all fresh.
Yeah.
If you ever get to go, go.
Okay.
All right.
I think my biggest spiritual symbolism is Michelangelo's ceiling and the hand of God, and where man just has to barely just reach up and actually use that movement and that intention to make that connection.
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. We're the ones that separated ourselves from that power.
Indeed.
God didn't do that. We did. to our pride. So keep reaching.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Debbie.
Hi, Omina. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Debbie. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I was wondering if you could tell me the name of my guardian angel.
You have three of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bonus.
I know you have one male essence and two feminine essence. And Rudy is the male essence. Rudy is there for protection. Because sometimes you become a little afraid or anxious or something, and he comes in to calm you down. Okay. The feminine essence are... Rosie is one. She's more like a mother figure. She does a lot of nurturing around you. She helps you with that. And Katie is the third one. Katie, you know, it's interesting. Katie is a guardian angel, but she feeds your child, your inner child. She's a young guardian angel.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, if you need to play more, huh?
Yeah, I do need to play more.
Well, you need to talk to her because that's what she's there for. She's there to help you bring some joy back into your life.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. I don't see any more callers here. Is there anybody on the team that wants to ask a question?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Omina. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I am super. Thank you.
That's
you know, for a lot of years, I have been very interested in Central America, South America, you know, reading about all these different countries through the International Living magazine. And I'm just wondering if you see any potential for me to make a change and move in that direction.
Wow. I don't see any change in the near future. It's right now it's in the universe and you haven't fully decided yet if you actually want to do that.
Yeah.
Right now it's more of an ideal dream in your head. And it's going to become, they're going to make it clearer to you because you haven't discovered your purpose yet for moving there.
Right.
And that's why it's still in the universe.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So the clearer you become on it, I would suggest what you do is with the intention of asking it to be shown clearer to you from your soul's desire or your passion or if this is part of your lifetime karma in this lifetime to go there, you want to know for what purpose and have them show that clear to you. And that's going to help you know or not know if that's part of what you're supposed to do.
That's very interesting. I was also thinking in regards to that it would have something to do with how expensive it is here in America and how you can live much more comfortably there on... let's say a Social Security income.
Right. Well, you probably can do that, but that's not a good enough reason to move.
No.
If you move, you also want to be happy with whatever you're doing.
Right.
And whatever people you are amongst. I think that would be more important in terms of instead of getting up because it's cheaper to live there.
Yeah.
You might find yourself really not in such a good place. So you need to really wait and let it come to you and see and get rid of the material part of it and just come from a soul's desire. If you're supposed to be there, then you'll never have to worry about material things.
Right, right. Thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is Tara. I just had to get myself in here for a second. I was just thinking, you know, because there's some powerful places in South America, Machu Picchu and the Monastery of the Seven Rays, et cetera, et cetera. Yet I've been watching the news on the ground level there. There's
huge, at this time, Earth changes going on. They're a little bit more challenging. I mean, there's five countries that are underwater right now. Wow. Massive floods. And there's over 100 volcanoes in Chile. And the Pacific Rim of Fire is reactivating all that activity. And maybe that's a whole nother big area to pay attention to, because the political stuff that's going on in South America is just, it's giving you a run for your money, if I would put that word in there, for a whole nother reason. And it has to do with where we live right now, because we've been the instigators in so many ways in this, all these different continents right now. And there's a major, in order to be detached about it, I mean, maybe that's a good question to come out of this, in terms of these activations of the body of Mother Earth to make adjustments for humanity and all of the beings in this world to actually be able to, I don't want to say survive, I would like to say better than survive, but there's this challenge of climate change and getting off of the fossil fuel system and onto all kinds of new creative ways of working with energies. Maybe I could just put that in a basket and ask you to call on archangels here. I'm not sure, Uriel, Michael, just to give us a picture.
You've covered an awful lot of ground and a whole lot of different things that are going on, which all vibrate to a different type of energy. The only thing I can say is that Mother Earth is going to do what Mother Earth has always done before we came onto the Earth, and probably after we leave the Earth, because she absorbs an awful lot of the energy which on the Earth from everything and everywhere, which of course disturbs an awful lot of things, and then there's a cleansing that goes on. The political scene is up all over the world. It's not just here, it's everywhere. And all of that is supposed to be there so that we can all take a good look at it. It's amazing how all these energies operate separately, even though they seem to be mixed with each other, but they're not. There's a synergy to all the different energies that are going on. And you have to remember that anybody in the spiritual realm or in any of the other galaxies, they're not going to interfere with what's going on, because the world is going through its own karma. The only thing that we can do is not to get tied up in it. And again, I'll bring it back to the impersonal spirituality part, to where we don't become a part of all the negative energy, but we most certainly can send out the positive energy to help the cleansing quicker. It may not happen in our lifetimes, but the energy, it never hurts to, you know, my saying, I bless the whole world, bless America, but bless the whole world as well, because the whole world needs it. All the leaders need it. Well, no matter what we think of them, they still need blessings. Hoping that'll bring everyone to a higher vibration. Hopefully that everybody has peace in their hearts or peace in their minds to send those thoughts out. And of course, I'm not a political person at all. I prefer not to get into politics other than to bless them all.
We have Alexis online one.
Okay.
Hello, Alina. Thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering what you see with my job situation.
With your job situation, what do you do, Alexis, for your job?
I just left one job, and because I didn't feel like I could even voice my opinion in the job, and I'm really not sure exactly what's next.
Well, what do you like to do? What do you do for a job if you're doing a job? What do you do?
I like to do research.
Okay.
I guess, but I don't have a job now, but.
Okay.
What kind of research?
People, I guess social issues.
And you mean like in a sociological type way?
Yeah, exactly.
So would you work in a, well, it depends if you're working for a company or if you're working for a school or if you're working for...
Right. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to do much of teaching. Teaching didn't work out. I'm not a good teacher. So I'm just confused. You know, I'm pushing 50 now and I can't believe I still don't have a career. So, okay. You know, and I have all this education behind me. So...
And you're not able to focus. You don't know exactly where your niche is.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you love to do?
Well, I did recently interview for this position, and it's not exactly in my field, but it sounded interesting. But I don't know if it's right for me to.
Well, you're not going to know. I mean, it seems like the interview. I think they're going to offer you the job, but maybe perhaps that. You need, is this job going to be with other people or are you going to be able to do it solitary?
It will be with other people.
Okay, because you seem to do better if you can find a job that where you are left on your own to do the job. It appears, what I'm being showing is that you do better in a solitary position.
Okay.
That if you have to do studies or reports, it appears that you're much better when you're left alone to concentrate and then you're able to get the work done, or you seem to enjoy that kind of solitude.
Yes, I love that. I do. I love that. And I love to sit and analyze and think.
Yeah. You might want
to... But I can't find a job doing that, though, or the job I just interviewed, though, sound also interesting, so...
Well, you need to visualize or concentrate on the perfect job coming towards you, and that because if it's something that you love to do in solitude, then if you love it, then it's going to come towards you. It looks like they're going to offer you this job, and one of the tests for you is it's working with other people. Again, you have to become impersonal to them.
You mean not get involved in their problems?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because then it gets chaotic.
Okay, we'll have to become impersonable to them.
Detached. You have to understand that whatever they're doing is okay, whatever they're doing, you don't have to answer anything, do anything unless you're asked to, and then you have to say, well, I don't know enough about that to comment.
Oh, you mean the coworkers, though?
Coworkers, like whatever it is that disturbs your solitude.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. I don't like it when my solitude sister. Okay.
Well, yeah, that creates a problem.
Oh, so that's an issue. That's been an issue for me, disturbing my solitude.
That's right. You have to concentrate and be mindful of how you get disturbed and how you react when your solitude is disturbed.
Oh, wow. So that is exactly, yeah.
That's what causes you to run from one job to another.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so what do I have to say to myself then? I have to say...
You have to not to personalize what's going around you, what's going on around you, not to personalize. Keep telling yourself, this is not about me. This is them doing what they always do. It's not about me. So you make it impersonal.
Okay.
You understand that?
Okay, and so this job that they're going to offer me, am I going to be able to move out there?
Well, I don't know where you are now, and I don't know where out there is.
Okay, yeah, it would be across the country.
Well, I would think that might be part of the package, that they move you out there.
Wow, okay.
Well, it's okay for you to ask for that, you know.
It's okay to what? To ask for?
To ask for that.
Okay. Okay. So say this is not about me. This is about them doing what they always do.
Well, when you're working, you're concentrating on your work. You like the solitude of your work. You don't like to be interrupted and people pulling you into their problems.
Yes.
They not pull you into their problems without your permission. You don't give permission after a day or two and they realize that you're not one of those chatty, chatty people or you're changing your chattiness, they will then stop pulling you in.
Okay. Okay, and did I do the right thing by leaving this last job?
Well, I don't know what's right or wrong because I don't deal in right or wrong. I do believe that you did it because you thought it was right for you.
Right. Okay. And is that finished? Is that job finished? That's all. Can you see that that energy's gone?
No, you haven't not quite let go of it all yet. You feel unjustified.
Right.
Right. So you haven't fully let go of it yet.
Okay. So just need to keep working on that.
Yes. Well, just let it go. It's done with. If you're not going back there, it's done with. See what you learned from it. See if there's anything you learned from it.
Okay.
If you learned something from it, go ahead.
Oh, what did you say? See if I learned something from it?
See if you learned something from it. If you learned something from it, be grateful and then let it go.
Okay. Right. That's great. Okay. And last thing, I guess, I always feel like my energy is really, my vibration is really negative. How do you feel my vibration? Do I need to...
Your vibration is low because sometimes you don't really look for the positive things in life. You're more or less stuck sometimes in the negative things of the past. So you might want to start working on letting go of some of that and ask for help from your guides or your guardian angels or whatever your higher power is to begin. Start looking for some of the beauty around you.
Okay.
To make life more positive. And treat yourself a little nicer, would you?
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, I thank you so much. You're just really totally on target with all this advice. Thank you so much. And happy
You're
new year. Thank
welcome.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good luck with the new year.
Okay. Oh, I have a pretty major meeting on Saturday this week with a potential... person that I might be working with.
Wonderful. Does the potential person have a name?
Dave.
Well, Dave is very interested in your proposal and your project. He's kind of excited about it.
Okay.
It gives him an opportunity to do something that... It gives him an opportunity to expand his wings to do something he thought he would never do.
Right, right.
Yep.
And I feel like we can complement each other in our skill sets.
Well, your skill sets are very, very, really good, but you have to remember, Marita, that you have a set mind. So this is the person coming in with new ideas that you might want to be wide open to.
Okay.
And just hear them, and you don't have to make any decisions or anything at this particular meeting. You just need to take in the new information and see what it feels like to you.
Okay.
And that's what will make the connection in terms of he's there actually to bring you new ideas.
Yes, and we had an initial meeting. It felt like it was an hour, and we were there 3 hours because it did. There was so much. Synergy at the time.
So don't let it scare you.
Okay.
You know, change is always a little nerve-wracking.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And especially when there's so much on the line at the time.
Also, when you get a little scared about it, it just means you're being kicked out of your comfort zone for a good reason.
Okay.
So, and he'll be the one that can do it gently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a really crazy year on the farm here, and I have a lot of hay baleage to sell, and there is so much hay in the country this year. Normally, you know, January, February, everybody's out, but we had so much rain all over the Midwest that there's tons and tons of hay. So I'm looking for people that would appreciate, good organic quality, and it's the baleage. It's like where it's wrapped. So that it ferments, like we put good kind of fermented stuff in our guts, and this does it for the animals. So that's what we're working with, and that's a new idea for this fellow we're talking with as well. So, okay, anybody else that would like to ask a question here?
Well, if nobody does, I can answer another email question.
Yes, do some of your emails there. I know you had some things.
And there was an email question from Liz, who is going through a life change, getting divorced after many, many, many years, and has found her own place, and she's very well, she's beginning to adjust. But she really, the question was, how does she become more strongly and consistently access her own connection with her guides and the spirit of loved ones on the other side? And all I can say, Liz, is that right now you're going through a period of adjustment as well, a period of grief for the life that you have known and may not be aware of it. And as you work through that, you most certainly can ask your loved ones and your guides to come in and help you. You may not be aware of them being there, but you're going to feel their love there, and just keep looking towards that. And remember, one of the best ways that you bring in your loved ones is to remember that the love you had with them when they're on earth with you. That's one way of being able to feel them around you. That's all I can say about that for now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see if there's somebody else that sent in a question. Of course, everybody wants to know what their purpose in life is. And all I can say about with the new year, our purpose in life, one of our biggest purposes, is to love ourselves enough, honor ourselves enough, be humble enough to receive love, and just enjoy who we are. If you don't like who you are, do something about it and change it.
Okay. So we have Deborah that wants to ask you a question.
Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm
I've really been enjoying listening to you. I am wondering, what do you see for me? Because the last time that you told me that I needed to step into my own power,
and did you?
I've been thinking about that ever since.
And did you step into your own power?
I am amazed. I mean, I've been reflecting on my life and what exactly it is that I'm supposed to, my life's mission. And I'm getting a pretty good sense of it.
Wonderful.
You know, it amazes me when I stop and think of the places that I've been placed at and the people who I have met. And I know that there is a significance to it. I haven't quite pieced it all together.
Well, because you're still working on it. That's why. You're just collecting all the pieces of your quilt and put them up like a quilt and see what it tells you.
Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that time is of the essence.
Time is always of the essence. It just depends on what essence you want to be in.
I want to do what I am meant to do. I want to do...
You're already doing it. You're doing your healing work.
Okay.
I think this is something people really misunderstand, that we really are here to do the work, and we have to do the healing work. And doing the healing work leads you to standing in your own power, and then you come to the place where you're free.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide what it is you really want to do, because you love to do it. And there's joy in that, and there's gratitude in that. So you're already working, you're already on the road to doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every day you're going to get...
I'm in that, what do they call it? I'm trying to think of a good word for it. But I'm pushing 60, so I'm not looking to start a career. I think I'm done with the working for other people phase of my life, and I am just, the healing is helping to work on my health and other people. That has become part of my life's mission. And that message I did get clearly. I got it very clearly, and it was because I was charged with the responsibility of caring for my elderly mom. So that forced me to become much more serious about some healing things. But just in terms of the spiritual piece, it's amazing. I mean, I heard I believe it was Tara that said it. She was talking about something earlier in the call. And when she said it, it just, like, chills went through me. Chills went through me because the thing, but I mean, there are things that are happening that there is no explanation for, you know.
There doesn't have to be any explanation for it. That's the impersonal part of it. They don't give us explanations. Trust your feelings. The shivers is confirmation.
It is. It is. And then what Rama was talking about the other night. I mean, I am a poor girl from Detroit. How in the world could I be in the same room and meet people who are...
Why not?
How, you know, have I been at these places where I know there's a reason why I've met these people, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
One of the biggest reasons is to tell you're not any different than they are. You're all souls in the same room. It doesn't matter where you came from.
Is there a connection? I mean, say like...
There has to be a connection. There has to be a soul connection. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I'm just.
It's like you're afraid to really enjoy it.
Right.
Well, it is so awesome. I mean, like, it is. No, really. I mean, like what you said about Ziggy. I'm like, oh my God, you know. And then even when Rama was talking about Bowie the other night, I'm like, I felt the same way. I mean, and I'm still reeling behind that.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy. And, well, I enjoy the love, the feeling of love, and I do believe that there's a connection, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if we're in the same soul group, soul family or whatever, but there's a connection.
You know what we do too much of? We do too much of analyzing and not enough of feeling it.
Okay.
Stop analyzing and just enjoy it.
Okay, so there's nothing more that I'm supposed to do or know.
Right now, no, there's an awful lot you have to do, but you're doing it already, so you'll know when it comes up if you want to do something solitary by yourself or to help other groups of people. That'll come from your experience.
Okay.
So just allow it to unfold. Just honor yourself. That's all. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to be amongst all the people you feel you shouldn't be amongst.
Well, I mean, no, I am grateful that.
Absolutely. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for that. That is
very welcome.
I'll break into my happy dance now. You gave me permission.
We'll all dance with you.
I can shake off that old Catholic guilt, you know.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to remember there's a big distance between religion and spirituality, and I'm going to repeat my saying on that. Religion is what we do. Spirituality is who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So become impersonal to the religion.
Oh, it's that dogma is all gone.
I know. Give it up. Throw it away. Whatever you need to do in your ritual, do it. You won't die. You won't go to hell because you gave up religion.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm there on that one. I mean, I have... in these last few years of listening to the calls, I have grown so much. I'm not even going to launch into a diatribe about the major world religions and what.
And that would be good because we don't have time.
Yeah. But thank you so much for the clarification on, you know, my personal goals, mission, and all of that. And
you're
welcome. Just going to bring a little bit more levity to it then and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Do you have some more emails that you want to try to get to here before we...
No. No, I was just going to announce my connection if anybody wants to contact me.
Yes, please do.
They most certainly can go to Omena, OMENA777.com. They can call me by phone, 860-871-6076. They can email me at OmenaCenter777@gmail.com.
Omena, I think there's somebody on the line that didn't get to talk to yet.
So, okay. I'll take the call.
Well, Sarita was on line two, and it looks like that's repeated. Did she call back in?
It looks like it just happened.
No.
I'm here.
No.
Hello? Oh. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Okay, hello. Who are you?
I'm Sarita.
Okay.
I'm Sarita. Hi.
You just spoke to.
Yeah. No, I haven't spoken to her.
So do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. I'm calling because I've been temping for a doctor for 3 months, and I asked him if he was going to pay for my fee, you know, and put me on full time. I'm working every day, I mean full time, but to make me permanent. And so I don't know, he keeps saying yes, but I don't know what's gonna happen. So I was just wondering, does that look like it's going to be a permanent job with a raise?
I don't know about the raise, but it looks like it'll be a permanent position.
Okay.
So that might be something that you have to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it to be permanent?
Well, yes, it would pay for my rent. I mean, he's paying a lot for me to the agency, and so I told him that I would like that money for myself.
Okay.
To pay me instead of the agency. I mean, but, you know, to pay my fee, which I assume is tax deductible.
Okay. I don't think I'm very clear on the question, what it is that you're looking for. If you're looking for the job to be permanent, or you want all the conditions on it?
I want it to be permanent, and I wanted, you know, to have a decent wage with it.
Okay.
Also.
Well, perhaps the raise won't come right away, but that's part of your negotiating skills. You have to ask, if you're going to be offered the job, and I think you will be for the permanency, then you can ask if there's going to be a raise.
Okay.
And that's going to ease, because that's a normal question to ask. And that'll ease your anxiety over it. It may not be a big raise, but it may offer you one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you were working all along, and getting a regular job, paying regular whatever it is you were paid. Oftentimes when it turns into a permanent job, they don't give raises with it. It's just a permanent job until you've worked a while, then you get a raise.
Yeah. So you have to before.
Huh?
Because it's because right now it's not very much pay. That's why I was, and it's a lot of work. So that's why I wanted to know if it's going to come with an increase. And
well, you might want to ask how long do you have to be in a permanent position before you get increase, if before you get an increase, or if it comes with an increase.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you might be a little bit afraid to ask that question. Are you?
I already asked him,
and the answer was
that he would let me know in a while. Which has been already, I asked him that the first month I was there because he gave me a lot of responsibility and I have a lot of responsibility. So, and I had never worked for a doctor before. So, I had to learn a lot of stuff, but,
do research and look up and see what's the normal pay for the kind of work you do.
Okay.
It's going to show to you on the computer.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
And see if you're making that amount of money or if you're short of it for the, you know, for wherever you live. Because that'll give you something to work with. The question is really, it seems to be you're hinging on whether you're going to take the job. It's almost like a power battle between the two of you. He wants you to keep working, and you're going, well, I will if you pay me. Well, I don't know if I'm going to pay you. I'll let you know, and you don't know if you're going to take it if he doesn't pay you with an increase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to clean all that energy mm-hmm. out of there, and you want to mm-hmm. begin to look at, okay, do I like what I'm doing? Do I really want to work full-time? You answered all, with, mm-hmm. with this person permanently, I mean. You answer those questions for mm-hmm. yourself. Separate that from mm-hmm. the raise of the money and clean up that energy. Once you've decided that, then you go into the financial piece.
Okay.
Okay. And see, do you feel, mm-hmm. aren't you worth more?
I certainly am.
Well, you need to let him know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
It might be a confidence issue.
Okay. I thought I was pretty confident already, but I start getting a little worn down because it seems to me that he's giving me more and more work, and he asked me if I needed.
One of the ways that you get more and more work is stop working so hard to try and get it all done.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I try to get it all done.
Well, stop doing that. Because the more you get done, the more you're going to get.
Okay.
So if you're doing the work for three people, why should he hire anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like if he keeps giving you more and more work and you say, you know, I still have this to do, that's going to get his attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so figure out where your boundaries are.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop overworking yourself and figure out what your normal workload instead of doing two workloads.
Okay. Yeah.
That you need to get his attention.
Okay. I'll do that. I did tell him though that he gave me work the other day, and I said, "This is enough work for a month." He said, "Do you think this is enough work for today?" I said, "It's enough work at least for a month. It's a lot. I can't do it all in today." So.
It's okay to say you can't do it all. It's okay to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do all this by myself.
Okay.
It's okay to say that.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't see any new people here, unless you have some emails that you wanted to get finished.
Well, I think I'm done with the emails.
Okay.
Tonight.
Well, we are grateful for you sharing your talents and abilities, and let's make sure that, again, that you give your contact information so that people, because I do have people call me, they don't get it written down. So get your paper and pencil ready. When she gives this to you again here.
Okay. So it's Omena, Omena 777.com. My phone number is 860-871-6076. If we don't answer the phone right away, please leave a message, and Richard will always call back. He always does. My email is ominacenter777@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from all of you. And I'm grateful to be on the radio and grateful for all the callers that do call in and ask their challenging questions. And hopefully we all give them the right answers that help them on their lives.
Well, we ask blessings for you as you have some repairs made.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll let you know how it all goes. I'll be back here on the third Thursday in February.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Amina, and we will look forward to the third Thursday in February, and let us hear from you before then how everything's working out for you. So.
Absolutely, and Happy New Year to all of you.
All right.
And we'll keep you in the circle of support, Lady Master Amina, all the way through.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Well, we will see all of you again next Thursday evening. You have Tara and Rama for Friday and Saturday, and the Thursday nights. Our request has been from our listeners that we close out here a little earlier so that they can get to work the next morning, and also to keep this just as a spiritual call as we started out. So we're going to ask a station to put on some closing music, and we invite all of you to come back next Thursday night. So blessings on your day as we complete this day. Good night, all.